Well, I guess it was the racist society that took him in and didn't make him the president of a major Salt Lake City corporation within 6 months that made him do it. It was probably the white people who made him do it because they were happy and he wasn't. Or it could be the fact that all of the talk about Valentine's Day insulted his heritage in some way, or who knows why, but you know, he really is the victim here. We are, of course, talking about the Salt Lake City assassin who, in cold blood, with the mind of a putrid coward, just went and started killing people. Killed a father, his son is in the hospital, wiped out families. And of course, the media doesn't cover the story because of one reason. It's the M word. Now, had the shooter been blonde hair and blue eyed, why then all of the boys with the curly hair and the large glasses in the newsrooms of America, stop the presses, we have a white boy, a Christian to crucify. But no, because he is not a white boy, because he doesn't look like Timothy McVeigh, the story doesn't exist. And that is why today's program on the Savage Nation is entitled, Let Them Eat Cheesecake. See, every day I try to give the show a title, unlike others who just drift here and there, because I have a career, I had many careers before the radio, and I'm highly educated, and I used to write books for a living. I actually make each show a mini, sort of a Persian miniature. I'm sorry to have to use the word Persian, but they were experts at miniatures before they became experts at cutting throats. Let Them Eat Cheesecake is the title of today's program.